Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Scribble Day. It's also National Little Red Wagon Day. It's Qatar Airlines Online Bookings Book of the Official Website. What? That is an ad. That is not a day. Forget I said that. It's also National Joe Day. And finally, it's National Spanish Paella Day. And Daniel will get this one. Paella! I think he will. I don't have a pan in front of me, so I can't bang a pan, but Daniel will totally get that. He will totally get it. I'm just going to leave it out there. Maybe he will call in or write in and say what that means. So let's just have a look and see if we have any contact here. We do not, ladies and gentlemen, we do not have any contact. No, I checked the voicemails, I checked the messages, but nothing. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to cook tonight for dinner. I think I'm going to make burgers, because why not? I do love a burger, but I'm going to make a turkey burger. But I'm thinking, I bought some bacon when we went grocery shopping, so I'm thinking I'm going to make a turkey burger with like one slice of bacon. I don't want to go overboard here. One slice of bacon and lettuce, tomato, and I'm going to do, for myself, I'm going to do a low-calorie honey mustard. And the way you do this is you will take whatever your favorite kind of mustard is. I like a spicy mustard. And so I'm going to take a spicy mustard, a spicy brown mustard. And all you have to do is mix in. This is going to sound gross to people, but you should try it, really, because it's not. I'm going to mix in artificial sweetener. So I just take some Sweet 'n Low, a packet of Sweet 'n Low, put in there. Mix it up. Do it to whatever sweetness level that you like. It's actually good. It's not, and I know, like, if you used honey or you use sugars, it's not that many calories, but every little calorie counts, right? So I'm going to do that. For Mark, I'm just going to use mayonnaise because he doesn't like mustard. So I'll probably use mayonnaise and ketchup, mayonnaise and ketchup. And then we have some extra crispy restaurant style fries that I will do in the air fryer. And that will be our dinner. I bought pretzel buns at the store as well. So it's going to be a pretzel bun, a turkey burger, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and then for him, mayonnaise. For me, a sweet mustard. So I think that's what I'm going to do. There are other options, but I have filet mignon that I bought, and when I make that, I sous vide it, and then I quickly sear it in a screaming hot pan to get it nice and brown on the outside, and then I add a tablespoon of butter, some garlic at the end, and I baste it with the butter, and that's it. It's done. And then I make a sweet potato and some asparagus, but I don't think I'm going to do that tonight. I don't think I'm going to do that. Think I'm going to do the burger because I did not start the sous vide earlier, and I need to sous vide it for at least an hour and then, you know, sear it. So I'll probably do that Thursday. So we were talking about the weekend, and I think we had pretty much finished the weekend, but let me think about what happened. So on Sunday, we actually, I went to church, which I always do. Normally. And then I'm trying to remember exactly what we did on Sunday. even though I think I covered it on yesterday's show anyway, you know, let's do what we did yesterday. This will just be a segment on Geeky Gay. We'll just listen to yesterday's show. Let's have a little listen. And I went to church. We started a new show called The Three Body Problem on Netflix. I was kind of tired. We're about three episodes in. All right, for more episodes, you can... So I pretty much talked about Sunday. Yeah, we're watching this Three Body... I was so tired on Sunday. We started this show, Three Body Problem, which is a science fiction show, and it is about... Well, I mean, I don't know if there are spoilers, but we're enjoying it. We watched some more last night. And it is a sci-fi show, and it's an alien. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but I'm just going to say it. It's an alien sci-fi show, but there's a whole lot more there. There's a whole lot more other than just it being aliens. And so we had started that, and then we continued that last evening as well. And then other than that, we just worked. We went to the grocery store, and we've been using... I finally gave in and I signed up for the Panda Express app. All right. You know, I signed up because I had been using their app because my orders are kind of complicated because, sometimes I want to do the super greens because they're lower calories, or I want to mix and match something. And it's not that they've ever gotten an order wrong at Panda Express. But when I have complicated orders at any fast food place, I just kind of like to have control of my own destiny. I like to enter the order in the app myself. So we went grocery shopping, got all of our groceries, and I think I was hungry because everything was looking good as we were grocery shopping. And I told Mark, I'm just like, okay, we're going to go because that's our tradition. I don't want to go to the grocery store and then come home, unpack all the groceries, and then immediately start cooking. And normally I don't have time because I also work in the office on Mondays. And so by the time I get home, I record Geeky Gay, and then we go to the grocery store. It's already late, so I don't have time to cook. So I had what did I have? I had the Kung Pao chicken, and it was spicy. It wasn't very sweet at all. It was chicken. It has some peanuts. It has some zucchini. It has some peppers. It has some other things. It has Szechuan pepper, those dried Szechuan peppers. And I was like, do people eat these, or do they just all? Because they're kind of, the texture of those dried Szechuan peppers is kind of papery. Like, it's not, they don't really get moistened. But I did eat a couple of them just to try it out. It wasn't bad. It was very spicy. I did do a mixture of white rice and half white rice and half chow mein because I had enough calories left to do that. And so that was that. And then we basically just watched Three Body Problem. But I did. So our local theater here has a lot of Broadway shows that come through the area. And so we've decided to start doing season subscriptions. But last year, I did not do it in time. And so I actually, we were sitting there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to accomplish something. So I went to the website and I went ahead and did that. But I'll tell you guys, those carts that have... So I had gone through all of the process of doing it. And when you buy season tickets at this particular theater, you cannot select your seats. All you can do is they have a little text box there and they're like, tell us what your preferences are when it comes to seating. So I had pulled up a picture of the seating and like found the seats that I like and I typed them in and all that kind of stuff. And there's a timer. You have to finish it, you know, within a certain amount of time. And I start to check out and it's like, do you want to log in? And I knew that I had an account. So I tried to logged in. And then it says, oh, the address it had for me was an old address. So I was like, oh, well, let's change that. And I click edit. Then it wants me to change my password. I couldn't remember what my password was from the previous time, and then I had to switch to my laptop because Chrome has my password stored in. It was a big rigmarole. And then the special character that I normally use, they didn't accept, but they didn't list the special character. It was a nightmare. While I was doing that, the cart ran out of time and they emptied my cart. I had to go through the entire process again. But I finally did it. So it's Peter Pan, Beetlejuice, Shucked, which I've never heard of, Funny Girl, Back to the Future, the musical, and Michael Jackson, the musical. We also did a Book of Mormon. And before Book of Mormon, we're going to do a cocktail class. This is all starting in the fall. So, I mean, we've got a ways to go. But yeah, we did it. So we are now seasoned subscribers. And it's going to be fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.